The Bible Study on KFUO Radio is underwritten by Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ in faithfulness, servanthood, responsiveness, and excellence, Concordia Seminary.
We're going to finish up the story of Stephen today on our Bible study program. This began in our conversations 2 days ago as we studied Acts chapter 7. We'll finish that chapter and move into the first few verses of chapter 8 today. Those verses which describe Stephen's death. My question is, was his death a tragedy or was it a triumph? Pretty good question, huh?
I thought so.
I'm just glad I don't have to answer it. That duty will fall to our guest today, Pastor Curtis Dieterding, pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Chuck.
We've got sunshine here. What do you have?
We have sunshine here. It's actually got a warming trend. It's in the 30s now, and it's going to remain that way. And so we're getting a lot of melting action, and it's not happening really fast, so this is good. Because this is a flood plain up here as well, just off to our west, as you go a little bit further north too, in the Fargo area, there's the Red River Valley up there, and they usually have a real challenge with floodwaters almost every spring. So we like it when it slowly melts.
So I know your winter is not over yet. You got a ways to go, but it's pretty much behind you. Did you have a hard winter or a not so hard winter in Minnesota?
Well, you know, in many respects, it was mild. Temperature-wise, it wasn't really the bitter cold that we were used to getting, you know, every year, really. We usually have a long bout of zero to below zero temperatures. But it was a very mild, stayed in the teens a lot of the time, in the single digits, and a lot of snow. We got a lot of snow this year. So, and it sounds like the whole country got a lot of snow, actually.
Yeah. All right, our text today begins at verse 54 of Acts chapter 7. Our numbers are 505-7850 and 1-800-730-2727. Pastor Curtis Dieterding with us here on the telephone. Let's begin in prayer. Pastor?
Lord, we come before you this day, and again, as we always do, we ask that you would guide us by the power of your Holy Spirit, working through your word, to continually strengthen our faith that clings to you. Where we have doubted, where we have fallen short of that, we ask for your forgiveness. This day, as we approach your word once again, we pray that it would continue to show us your will for us and also your grace and your mercy toward us. We ask that we are reminded always that when the heavens open,